WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The violin has a long tradition in jazz, even though the instrument's importance is frequently overlooked. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album by violinist Billy Bang. It's called Live at Carlos One.
Like the jazz clarinet, the jazz violin has a visibility problem. The perception that the fiddle isn't a jazz instrument seems unhindered by the playing of Stephan Grappelli, Leroy Jenkins, John Blake, Ramsey Amin, Bernie Charles, Claude Williams, Charles Burnham, Jean-Luc Ponty, and more. Not to mention past greats like Stuff Smith, Ray Nance, Eddie South, and Joe Venuti. The best of the current crop of jazz violinists is Billy Bang, whose new album on Soul Note is Live at Carlos One, which is a club in New York. Improvising violinists fall into two basic categories, urbane smoothies like Grappelli and scratchy-sounding fiddlers like Stuff Smith. Billy Bang falls somewhere in the middle. His style is sweet and lyrical, but he also brings a woody sound and a dervish-like rhythmic sense to his playing. Here's Billy Bang on Going Through, which also demonstrates his gift for writing catchy melodies. For a few years now, Billy Bang has been seeking a musical balance between the creative and the commercial, which is a dangerous practice considering the drivel put out by fusion fiddlers like Noel Pointer and Sonia Robinson. Bang's increasing conservatism even prompted a split from the adventurous string trio of New York. But don't worry, Billy Bang knows there's nothing wrong with a little sunny day dance rhythm as long as the soloist delivers the goods. Thank you. The members of Billy Bang's sextet help him keep his prettiest or most laid-back tunes from sounding bland. Thurman Barker's marimba adds another fresh voice and woody presence. The great bassist William Parker and drummer Zen Matsura make the Caribbean rhythm swing. And while Bang plays more in tune than most jazz or blues violinists, trumpeter Roy Campbell and electric guitarist Oscar Sanders are a little less exacting. Their loose intonation keeps things from sounding slick. Contrary to popular belief, jazz critics don't hate music he can dance to. We just hate music that's all for the feet and leaves nothing for the head. But when Billy Bang's smoking, you can light either end.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence magazines. He reviewed Billy Bang's new album live at Carlos One on the Soul Note label. Fresh air.